The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. A new book, The Spotify Play, has been released. Our full review of the book says that you'll get, quote, a renewed admiration for what the company has achieved and the way in which it all happened. Talking of which, Spotify has a new patent. It details the idea of using the microphone on your device to recommend music to you based on whether you're alone or with other people, whether you sound happy or sad, or whether you sound old or young. Triton Digital has released the Latin American Podcast Report for December 2020. Grupo Globo podcasts, including the former market leader O Asunto, are, quote, excluded from this report while we conduct an additional review of recent data. An incomplete ranker, it measures participating podcasters only. As Tom Webster shows us, podcasting is more than 5 times bigger than AM/FM radio simulcasts on mobile phones. A US sports broadcaster, Colin Cowherd, is to create a podcast network called Volume. iHeartMedia will sell the ads. Pioneer is a new boutique talent-driven podcast consulting network. They launch with Kim Zolciak's podcast House of Kim, which was previously on Podcast One. A new microphone, the H&A AC50 Studio Broadcast Microphone, claims to be a dynamic podcast mic for $99, reports a music website. Africa Podcast Day 2021 has announced its full program. It's free to attend. The event is on Friday, February the 12th. Podpage has launched Podpage Legacy, a website for your pod-faded podcast. You'll still need to host your audio somewhere, though. Clubhouse now has over 5.6 million registered users, and they're growing at 20,000 users per hour, according to an eagle-eyed Twitter user. Target Spot has appointed Alexandra Uedi as its new chief revenue officer. He was previously working for Procter & Gamble in Singapore. And there were multiple reports that Apple Podcasts website, including their embedded players, had technical difficulties late Friday night. It's all fine now, though. Time for some tech stuff. 10.7% of podcasts are now using a Podcast 2.0 namespace tag. Most of them using a locked tag, 7.9%, but a further 1.2% both use locked and funding. That's based on all podcast RSS feeds that we inspected last week, which is a sample of 10,964, in case you're wondering. And also, in case you're wondering, yes, Libsyn feeds all now include the namespace declaration, but these numbers show use of tags rather than just the declaration of the namespace. Ooh, namespace talk. The second phase of new namespace tags is now closed. The GitHub isn't yet updated at Podcast Index, but the person, location, season, and episode tags were all up for adoption. My suspicion is we'll see person, location, and season going through, and you'll find a person tag in this very podcast RSS feed in case you want to have a play, podnews.net/RSS. And a proposal is open for Media, a way to highlight many types of different transports or audio codecs of podcasts. And in podcast news, Sounds Profitable is a new podcast from Brian Barletta focusing on podcast ad tech. We'll have all the detail tomorrow, or get to soundsprofitable.com to find out more and subscribe to their newsletter. The first episode looks at geo-targeting. Australian comedy podcast Irrational Fear will reach its 100th episode on February the 10th and celebrates with a theatre show in Sydney in New South Wales in Australia. And yes, there's a virtual experience too. Guests include Hamish of Hamish and Andy and Alice Fraser of The Bugle fame, with a different Andy. And Adventures in Coffee launches today from coffee magazine Caffeine and the producer of Filter Stories. It asks whether super expensive coffee is a bit of a rip-off. It's sponsored by Oatly, an oat milk brand, and iFinca, a coffee trading verification tool. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, subscribe at podnews.net.